20 Holy Week Reflections and Contemplation. With Holy Week approaching, it's the perfect time to take a step back and reflect on our spiritual journeys. This week presents a great opportunity for us to pause and contemplate the life and teachings of Jesus Christ, and what it means to be a faithful disciple. To help you on this journey, I've compiled a list of 20 personal reflections and contemplations that can deepen your understanding of this holy season and enrich your spiritual practice. So, let's dive in and explore these powerful reflections together. How can I show greater humility and be more willing to serve others, especially those who are less fortunate than me? Am I practicing forgiveness in all areas of my life, or am I holding on to grudges and resentments that are keeping me from experiencing inner peace? Have I been using my time, resources, and talents in a way that honors God and serves a greater good, or have I been consumed by self-centeredness and materialism? How can I deepen my relationship with God and experience a more profound sense of connection and intimacy with the divine? Am I living my life with intention and purpose, or am I just going through the motions without a clear sense of direction or meaning? Have I been neglecting my relationships with loved ones, and how can I show them greater love, appreciation, and support? How can I cultivate greater faith and trust in God's plan, even in the face of uncertainty or adversity? Am I living in alignment with my values and beliefs, or am I compromising my integrity and authenticity for the sake of approval or acceptance from others? How can I deepen my understanding of the suffering and sacrifice that Jesus endured, and use that knowledge to inspire greater compassion and empathy in my own life? Have I been taking care of myself physically, mentally, and spiritually, or am I neglecting my own well-being in the pursuit of external goals and accomplishments? How can I show greater humility and be more willing to serve others, especially those who are less fortunate than me? Am I practicing forgiveness in all areas of my life, or am I holding on to grudges and resentments that are keeping me from experiencing inner peace? Have I been using my time, resources, and talents in a way that honors God and serves a greater good, or have I been consumed by self-centeredness and materialism? How can I deepen my relationship with God and experience a more profound sense of connection and intimacy with the divine? Am I living my life with intention and purpose, or am I just going through the motions without a clear sense of direction or meaning? Have I been neglecting my relationships with loved ones, and how can I show them greater love, appreciation, and support? How can I cultivate greater faith and trust in God's plan, even in the face of uncertainty or adversity? Am I living in alignment with my values and beliefs, or am I compromising my integrity and authenticity for the sake of approval or acceptance from others? How can I deepen my understanding of the suffering and sacrifice that Jesus endured, and use that knowledge to inspire greater compassion and empathy in my own life? Have I been taking care of myself physically, mentally, and spiritually, or am I neglecting my own well-being in the pursuit of external goals and accomplishments? How to become a better person? Do you ever feel like there's room for improvement in your life? Perhaps you want to be a more compassionate person, a better friend, or a more self-aware individual. The good news is that becoming a better person is possible, and it's never too late to start. Whether you're looking to improve your relationships, build your confidence, or deepen your spiritual practice, there are practical steps you can take to become the best version of yourself. In this guide, I'll share some tips and insights to help you on your journey towards personal growth and self-improvement. Let's get started. Practice empathy and compassion. Take the time to put yourself in other people's shoes and show them understanding and kindness. Cultivate a growth mindset. Believe that you can improve and that your abilities are not fixed, but can be developed with effort and dedication. Be accountable for your actions. Take responsibility for your mistakes and make amends when necessary. Develop a regular gratitude practice. Focus on the good in your life and express appreciation for the people and things you have. Take care of your physical, mental, and emotional health. Make time for exercise, self-care, and activities that bring you joy. Build strong relationships with others. Invest time and energy into your relationships and be a good listener, supportive friend, and loyal companion. Practice self-reflection and introspection. Take the time to understand your own thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, and identify areas for growth and improvement. Pursue your passions and interests. Engage in activities that inspire you and bring you a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Be a lifelong learner. Seek out new experiences, challenges, and knowledge that can expand your understanding of the world and your place in it. I hope you found these 20 Holy Week reflections and contemplations helpful and thought-provoking. Remember, this is a time for spiritual renewal and growth, and these reflections can serve as a guide to deepen your understanding of the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. As you continue on your journey of personal growth and self-improvement, let these reflections inspire you to live a life of purpose, compassion, and service to others. May this Holy Week be a time of meaningful introspection and spiritual transformation for you.